Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, look, our guy season. John Smoltz, the home of the Rangers. We didn't get the hat. We didn't get the hat for him
that we were going to bring up.
What an absolute
He's treat. Ready to wore it.
Honest to God, we were leaving the show yesterday, and we're like, all right, Bobby's going to go get an Arizona hat. I'll get an Orioles hat, a Rays hat, all the teams that Smoltz was rooting for during the Rangers playoff run. But you're a great sport with it. What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man. Getting here was a little bit interesting.
What happened? You hate DFW travel too, John?
No. We got a puppy.
Oh, no.
Changed our life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be 57. So we had to drive from Atlanta because the puppy can't stay yet.
Sure.
So, yeah, we drove, got to see everything. It was awesome. And if we can cross our fingers on Saturday's weather, everything's perfect.
What type of puppy?
Boxer.
Oh.
Boxer.
He's
okay.
Awesome.
This is not your first dog.
No. This is probably our fifth. But I was ready to be done. Uh-huh. My wife was not, since I travel.
I love how you talk about dogs like children. Yeah. Are you guys done?
Yeah, you guys done.
That's exactly right. So we've driven everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many stops did you have to make, and what, or just go in the cart?
We stop every 2 hours. You have to get up every morning at 4 a.m, let them out. Yeah, it's like it really is having a kid again. So, we're almost through it.
What was the best part that you drove through, and the worst part?
Actually, we went halfway to Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh.
So.
I've made that Atlanta to DFW drive. Mississippi is not where I would choose to stop.
Well, how would you describe it?
I think people from Mississippi are barely people.
Oh, dang. John, just leave that.
Yeah.
Just leave that. Okay, and then another part where you're like, wow, this is great scenery. What was it?
No, actually, everything was pretty smooth. You know, I had the time of my life during COVID here. I spent 30 straight days, and it was awesome. Like I said, if there's a way to have the World Series and a tournament of the playoffs be held in one spot, you know, much like football they have it made where they can promote it, and they have the one. That was the greatest 30 days of broadcasting for us. We didn't have to move, and the players were great because they didn't have to move. Baseball was actually played better.
Yeah.
But I know that's pie in the sky. That can't happen. But I got a chance to see some of the golf courses around here that, you know, when I was playing, we came through here once, maybe, and loved every second of it. So I'm rooting for COVID again, but I would love to have.
Because we asked Glavin. Glavin just sat down, and you're asking about the best golf cities. I mean,
and you know, it's not surprising that you guys get on all these courses, but, like, how does that, like, did you just make a call and say, hey, I'm John Smoltz, can I go play?
Yeah, so that's how it started when we were losing 100 games. And I didn't even get my full name out, and it was click. You know, it's like,
really?
Hey, this is John Smoltz, Atlanta Braves, click. Like, we were terrible.
Really?
When we started winning, I started calling again, and we got more invites. And then we got more. In golf, you meet the one guy who knows
everybody.
It's like striking gold. And I met the one guy that knew everybody and connected me and the networking. Back then, we didn't have a computer. I had a little notebook, and I wrote everything down. I had a briefcase, a notebook, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that briefcase went everywhere I went with me because that's where my golf contacts were, and that's how we did it. And so I made all the connections, got the rent-a-cars. I was the golf concierge, and we had a blast over the time.
So when you come here, is there a top three that you make sure that you play?
Dallas National, Trinity Forest. I mean, there's so many. Like, you don't know that until you've come through and played a lot here. And when we just didn't back in the day. We didn't have the interleague till late. And so now, you know, here I am, 2020, whatever it was, and I'm like, that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was great. And I've met some really great people here and played a lot of great golf courses here.
John Smoltz here on The Fan. How many times have you been to Augusta?
About 12.
Wow.
To play. Never, I've only been once because baseball always took place. So I got an experience once to go. I did an event with Freddie Couples, which was really cool. And he made the cut that year. But he made the cut almost every year for a long time. And I was really shocked on how it was going to be presented, meaning not that I think of myself as I'm going to be noticed, but it is Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure. I was more concerned with what would that be like walking around. Is it an autograph session? Is it a picture taken? They don't have any of that.
Nothing.
So you walk around like, hey, Smoltzy, and shake your hand. It was like, it was awesome. And we get to watch golf. I'm not big on crowds, like thinking that TV would be better. That truly was a way better experience, and now I understand why people love going.
Is there another thing? Because I think they've done a phenomenal job of, like, I don't know. It feels like they make it so for other stars and celebrities, everyone's treated like equal, and it's like everyone like conforms to get into this place, and they have no trouble saying no to people.
It's one of the most unique places where character and honor are on the, as soon as you walk in, you get a chair and you leave it and no one takes it.
Yeah.
And like, it's really, I don't know of many other places where you go into the place and everyone kind of respects everyone to the point where it's like, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And the golf obviously is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is the historic Masters, but I just find that the walking, I knew walking that course was not what TV presents. It's way harder than people say because it doesn't look hilly, but it really is.
But you're watching it like a junkie too.
Oh, yeah.
What stands out to you about Scheffler?
He just has everything that you would want to design in the makeup of a professional golfer, right? We don't talk about that. We can analytically talk about a million things that are relevant but not our tell the story. And everything he's done in that sport, I mean, no one's ever going to replicate what his feet do and how he swings. Like,
that's
no one.
Nuts.
Like, that's just a gift, and he's worked at it. But his demeanor and everything that he processes and everything, the noise going around with whether it's Liv or he just marches along. And I'm a huge fan, not met him yet, but huge fan of how he goes about it.
And so that course sets up for him too, right?
Like, I think every course sets up for him.
Right.
He just finds a way to be the new guy that's dominating the sport. And really, you know, when you're that good and you hit that many greens and you don't make every putt, people think, well, if he could only learn how to putt.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. He has the most opportunities, so this always going to expose itself. I'd love to have that.
When you come out here to these types of events, do you feel any type of pressure? Because everyone knows you're really, really good. And so do you feel any pressure to, like, be at the top of these events?
I do. And we talked a little bit about how I was physically beat up for a long time. But when I qualified for the U.S. Open, that's when the pressure started, because all of a sudden everyone said, well, he's going to win the celebrity tournaments. He qualified for the Open. And I had a really, I believe, a perfect line that's funny that most people didn't get. I said, but now I got, at least I was competing against guys in my age group on the Champions Tour. These guys are 30 years younger than me, and that's, and they didn't get it. It went right over their head. But yes, I do, because the expectations are similar to my career. Yeah, I'm supposed to win a Cy Young. I'm supposed to win 20. Everyone else's expectations about somebody usually can suffocate that person.
Yeah.
They don't understand my expectations were higher, but it's part of the deal.
I haven't learned much from Choppy in 14 years. I don't even know if I learned this. I think it's an interesting observation about Clutch, where he believes that you're not raising your game, but you're staying level and medium, and everyone else is dropping. You're a big-time Clutch guy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love going to people who are in that department of analytics and talking the word clutch, because they flip out.
Yeah.
They don't think there's even a they don't think that's a thing.
That's my argument for you with free throws. I'm like, it's not a coincidence that everyone comes up short.
Yeah, they drop, right? They're dropping off, right? That's the thing. It's like
they're tightening up.
Yeah, it's a choke.
So what happens is, and anyone who's played with teammates know that not everyone's the same. And they would be shocked if we came out and said that out of 25, 26 players, there might be four that want the ball, want to be at the plate. Like, they don't know, that's not a thing they can process.
Yeah.
For me as a kid, I'm not saying this is a guaranteed formula. I wanted to be in that situation every single time. And my heartbeat slowed down in those situations. I loved it. Matter of fact, you give me a choice, give me 40 playoff games and 50 regular season games. Like, give me less of that. It's not that I didn't try to win every regular season game.
Yeah.
My hyper-focus got better, and I really loved that moment. I wasn't afraid to fail. I think the biggest thing that people don't understand, they're afraid to fail. If you're afraid to fail in a regular season game, that's one thing. Everyone gets over it because you know you got a long season.
Yeah.
But when all the eyes are on you in the postseason and everything's magnified and they're always talking to you about, that's when the heartbeat and the moments get a little big and guys try too hard. And it's not that you can't want it more than the next guy, but you certainly can't want it less either. And I think that's the one thing that I loved about our run, is I got a chance to pitch in the moments that I loved. And, you know, analytics will say that clutch is a random, you know, can't be reproduced. I said, really? I said, so that I got lucky for 14 years?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to answer that. But there's a part of people that you could just see in a golf tournament. Their heartbeat just gets slower.
Yeah.
And you almost feel like, are they alive? And that's the perfect scenario to work out.
Well, it's like, I guarantee, like, most golfers would rather a 12-foot putt than a three.
Yeah. The expectation.
The expectation,
absolutely.
It completely changes.
And I've
nerves.
Said this all the time, and I get it, you know, I've gotten in my career, if I study a putt for 30 seconds and you study it for 2 minutes and we both miss, who didn't concentrate in the eyes of somebody?
Right, yeah.
But that's my process. That's your process. We get fall in love with, like, this is the way it's supposed to be. And if you overanalyze and take your time and study and you miss, well, you did your work.
Yeah.
But if you do it in a quicker way and you miss your putt, oh, the guy, he's not concentrating. And I laugh at that because in sports we have so much information that really doesn't tell you about the heartbeat and under the hood.
We talked about pressure, but are you the same competitor out here that you were on the mound, or is this just a little bit more – are you more relaxed out here?
No, I'm actually – I played a team sport my whole life, and I'm a team guy. But this is the ultimate find out about yourself, because no one bails you in. You know, bails you out. In the Open, when I qualified, it would have been great if somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, all right, you're out. You stink. I'm going to get somebody else. I had to finish the bad round that I started. So that part intrigues me. I don't know if I was a kid, if I started out playing golf, what I would have chose, because I really do love golf. I didn't play it till I was 20, so but I love, you know, being part of a team.
Do you mechanically break down your swing? Do you have a coach?
I don't, and the reason I didn't for the longest time is because if you told me to do something that my body couldn't, because I got two new hips, as we talked about, and I need a couple more shoulder surgeries. If you'd have told me to do something and I couldn't do it, it would frustrate the heck out of me. So I'm a self-taught field player, which has its pluses and minuses, maybe some more minuses than pluses.
Wow.
But when it's going good, it's great. When it's not, then it's like, okay, go back to the drawing board.
I assume when you were pitching out your career, I mean, you had to, you could self-evaluate and correct yourself in the middle of a start.
Right.
Have you got – do you do the same thing out here?
It's getting better. Playing with these professionals really help. I watched yesterday Stuart Appleby play. Oh, my goodness. Like, that's when you realize they're doing this for their life, and they're in their office, and they're comfortable. I'm trying to open the door to their office and figure it out. But I love watching. If I see your swing and I like it, I'll try to emulate it. And that's – to me, that's always been my – I grew up in a musical family. I self-taught basketball, football, baseball. Everything has been self-taught because I figured if that's the way it's going to be, then that's what I've got to learn. And there's some good and bad in that. And now I'm going to start taking some lessons and hope to fine-tune some things.
You were not scheduled to be on with us. How did this happen?
Well, you know, the PR guy said, hey, they're sitting over there if you want to go over and
Cross, man, that's said, big time.
I said, these are my guys because they all know I can't stand the No, I'm just
kidding. No, the crazy thing about that, because I grew up on Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
So I always listen to you on Dan. And we've had you on many times. So when all that was happening, right, we were getting caught up in the range. Like, I knew that that wasn't who you were as a broadcaster.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's badass that you said
it. It's funny though because it's funny now.
It felt like that in the moment, but like I knew like for all the years I've listened to you.
Day one on the job, Joe Buck pulled me aside and says, "Here's what's going to happen." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says, "Every single home city is going to think we are rooting for the other team. Buckle up. Don't pay attention. It's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
If you have social media, you know, don't." And I didn't realize until doing this how real that was.
Yes.
And now
Brave
I
fans
can,
too. Brave fans get on you.
Oh, they were the worst. They ended
Cowboy
up crushing
fans hate
me the
Aikman.
Most.
Yeah, they do.
Cowboy fans hate Aikman.
I did that World Series with Joe Davis, mm-hmm. who, for both of us, was the hardest World Series we've ever done. He represents and calls home games and all games for the Dodgers, and everyone knows me as a Brave.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing I've done every – complete neutral, and they crushed me. Like, they were so disappointed in that I wasn't rooting because I played 21 years for the Atlanta Braves. And that's when I realized, and the local – station, I said, should I start a Twitter account today?
No.
And he goes, oh, no. So I've never done it.
My broadcast theory was that, you know, the Rangers were the underdog. So, like, when you're doing it, when the Lakers are playing a series, you're focusing on the Lakers, right? How can the Lakers get back in this? So we're taking on the Rays and the Orioles and the Astros. The Astros are the story.
Sure.
And so it's kind of like when you kind of take it back to, we call it play the hits, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of playing in my mind. And then when the Rangers look like they're winning the series, you focus on how the other team can come back. These are some of my broadcast theories I was throwing out there.
Because what happens
is, you got to sell it, too, to your audience.
See, everyone thinks you're just only broadcasting to the two home markets.
Yeah.
There's people that tune in that don't know anything about either teams.
Yeah.
And you have to explain that as if it's the first time they're watching. Well, people who follow the teams are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why are you calling a home run? The play-by-play, why is he screaming or calling a home run for my team that against the team I'm rooting for?
Yeah.
And it gets kind of cloudy and muddied into thinking that it's really about your home broadcast team is not doing the World Series, and here comes, you know, this national team. So
we'll get you out of here on this because we know you got to play, but we know how much you talk about this stuff and break it down. The pitching injuries are happening because of what?
Oh, it's a if I start drooling and stuttering, it's because I've been talking about this for 10 years. It's false reward system. It's what they're asking them to do. It's like the definition of insanity. Here's what I tell people, and the short story is, drive your car, look at the tachometer, and there's a little red line at the end that tells you, warning, okay? Drive it in the red line everywhere you go and see, and go back to the dealership and complain, say, my engine blew in a year. Well, what happened? You were driving it in the red line. It's all about chasing velocity and spin. These guys have no chance to be successful long term, but that's what they have to do because that's what management wants. I hate it, and someday, I promise you, they're going to come and it's like Fonzie in the movie. They can't say wrong. Like, they just can't. So they just move on. And so they want people to just look the other way. They don't want them to focus on the realities that we've all been talking about for 10 years. And you know what? Eventually it'll turn, but right now max effort, and velocity.
Hey, man, thank you for stopping by. This is badass.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I think you guys are the reason I'm going to win this tournament.
I really do. Thanks. You and that Diamondbacks hat and that jersey. Congrats on the new pup as well. John Smoltz, it's an Atlanta Braves Expressway, commercial-free right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
I'm jealous, man. He 12 rounds at Augusta, and I'm no doubt. So my favorite course I've ever played, Sage Valley out there right by Augusta, and I'm guaranteed he's played it a million times, and I'm just it's jealous. It's a jealousy thing.
That's not what I'm thinking of right
now.
But
it's also hard to not like him.
I know.
It's hard to not like
him. Those are the type of interviews that will backfire
it's
on
hard.
Us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It'll backfire people on us. Right. I don't even want to look at the fan text. But, dude, that's a – he disarmed us by just sitting down. That wasn't – he's not supposed to come on today.
No, he was not.
And he was
not
joking around with a PR guy, and he just walks up here. I'm like, where is he going? Like, breakfast is over. And he just sits down and plops down. Bobby, you must be conflicted.
No, I mean, he's nice. I know the way this goes and everything else. The reality is he hates the Texas Rangers. I mean, that's still a reality. We all accepted it, but you know what? We got that, you know, when they made the ring and it said the R-O-A-D and they had all the logos, they should also have a little diamond like Smoltz face right in the middle of the ring.
She said Rhodes with the S for
yes.
Smoltz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.